Hello, my name is Miriam. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, we need you to hang up and dial 911. If not, are you calling to find the nearest testing site?
No, I was trying to see about setting up an appointment to get my vaccine.
Okay, you have to contact the vaccine hotline. I can provide you with that number.
Okay.
It's 855-566. 5333.
Okay. Hey, can I ask you a question right quick?
No problem.
Okay. Can you confirm with me that Alabama's in phase 1C?
I'm not sure what phase. Oh, phase? Let's see.
Yeah.
I can check and see for you. Just allow me one moment.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
No problem. One second for me.
I don't doubt it, but how do you
think? I can just know. I bet you money. Why do they have a coronavirus? Why would somebody call this young folks having a medical emergency? Did you have to leave a message on that one or something?
I think that's when I talked to somebody.
What'd they say?
They put me on a list to call them, I think. Keep me in a call from any place.
And nobody knows. She can't find them on the tower.
I'm still on the line. Allow me one moment.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you for holding us so patiently. So, are you referring to the 65 and older?
Yeah, no. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. That started on February 8th.
Okay. Here's the issue. I'm just making you aware. I tried to make an appointment, like at a Sam's Club. I'm 64, but I have the high-risk medical conditions, heart problems. They keep telling me we're in phase 1B, and I tell them that's not right. It's phase 1C. So,
well, they just added, well, it looks like they're putting it as they're including it in phase 1B. So it's really not considered as phase 1C because everything that's included in 1C is not available for the vaccine.
Well,
so just a 65 and older is just basically what's added to the
But see, then I called Walmart, and they told me I'm 64, have coronary heart disease. they live, and they told me I was qualified to get one. Sam says I'm not.
Yes, sir. That's a chronic illness. That's in phase 1A. I'm sorry, 1B. That's not 1C.
Yeah, well, if you read the documentation that the Department of Health has put out, that don't show up till you get down there to 1C. And that's why, I mean, that's all I had to go on, you know. I didn't know what. I mean, it's just been a lot of confusion, you know. Didn't really know. But I didn't know when I could get on.
Right now, anyone can pre-register. You can go ahead and pre-register, but as long as you are 64 and older, 75 and older, a first responder, or have any chronic illness, you're eligible for the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, but the guidance that the Department of Health put out, it does not mention those kind of illnesses till you get down here to phase 1C. That's why, see, I got, my wife is over 65. I got her appointment to get one, and she got it. I didn't know I could because, you know, this didn't show up till you get to 1C. I wish they would make that a little bit clearer for people, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But you can most definitely call that number to get pre-registered.
Yeah. Okay. Now if I get pre-registered, that would be to get one at the health department.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.